Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
In just a moment, we will be speaking to Kenneth Mokgale because it is quite unbelievable. We spoke about this yesterday where we saw the foreign ministry and we saw this meeting, this ANC meeting with Iran once again. What does this all mean? It was very clear that it was the ANC, by the way. They didn't pretend that it was South Africa. It was the ANC. But what is the attraction for the ANC to these types of countries that just are very, very dubious in nature and who hold the most terrible human rights records? How can they ignore that? How is that possible? Kenneth Mokgale is an Israeli political analyst. He's a researcher. He joins us this morning. Kenneth, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners. I hope you are doing well. I'm good.
So this is a very, I've always wondered, does the ANC deliberately ignore the fact that Cuba, Russia, China, Iran are some of the world's largest human rights abusers?
I think they do. They know very well what they are doing, the ANC. And this has been going on for quite some time, hence these executive orders by President Donald Trump, which are very harmful to South Africa's political landscape and the economy. So this relationship between the ANC and Iran is not helpful to South Africa, because you wonder, what is it that South Africa is sharing in common with Iran, or what is it that South Africa is benefiting from Iran? But when you take a much in-depth look, you will realize that South Africa's MTN has got, or is owning around 49% of telecommunication in Iran. And who owns MTN? That's the question for another day. So there's a private vested interest for this relationship to exist. So it does not really benefit the entire population in South Africa as well as in Iran, because we know that Iran holds far worse record when it comes to human rights violation. We know the citizens of Iran are repressed there by their own government. They've been violating human rights of the people for quite some time. But South Africa, through ANC, does not mind to mingle with such characters such as China, Russia, Cuba, Iran, and others.
Have we seen the South African press engaging in these questions, asking government directly, asking Durco how they can reconcile their stance against Israel, for example, with a very loving friendship with a country like Iran?
That's the most unfortunate part. They have not really been critical to ask such questions, such as why does South Africa want to link or have a relationship with Iran? And we know that Iran have been very strategic using the Palestinian cause or the Israel-Palestinian impasse to get through their support or legitimacy in South Africa. And we know that in Middle East, you have got Iran, which wants to dominate the region there over Israel. And Israel also wants to create relationships as with other countries, especially in Africa. And Iran is out in their way to try and make that impossible. And they've realized South Africa is a strategic partner to try and influence other countries in the continent. And we've seen that the consequence of that with AU member states getting rid of Israel as observer in the AU. So those are the aftermath of Iranian relationship with South Africa. So they are not really interested in coming up with solution that would benefit or that will have good implications such as the longevity or the long-term peace and stability in the Middle East. So they are using their proxies, which are very much present in South Africa. We know that Hezbollah is present here in South Africa, and they are causing chaos through their channels or networks by supporting other Islamist terror groups in Africa, which are causing chaos in many regions, as well as here in SADC. We know what is happening just in our doorstep in Mozambique. This through the support of Islamist terrorists who are here in South Africa, who are using South Africa as their financial base to support their Islamic terror in the African continent.
So the damage to South Africa is obviously, and to the continent, is very significant when you befriend this type of regime. You mentioned earlier MTN, which means there's probably personal gain. There's also been a lot of speculation about the ANC receiving money from Iran. And as far as I understand, there hasn't been proof of that. But do we know anything further around it?
There hasn't been proof. Basically, the reason why we don't have proof with us is that we don't have the financial statements of the ANC to see how much have been sent by whom. But we know that the Iran is behind the lawfare against Israel, the case that is in the ICJ. That for sure we know that it's through their financial and political influence. They are the one who will benefit more than South Africa to see Israel dragged into some lawfare that we are currently witnessing. So Iran, that's what they want to see. We know that they see South Africa as a strategic partner in military cooperation in their efforts to build nuclear in their own country, which is obviously something that the Americans are at odds with, and Americans have made it clear that South Africa has been acting against the national interest of America, and they continue to do so without any shame, because there is a very vested private or personal interest in this relationship between the ANC politicians and Iran.
Are the financials of a political organization like the ANC, are those open to the public? Does the public have the right to see those statements?
Yes, the recent legislation, which some parties are against, it has made it clear that they need to disclose their financial statements or donors, people who make donations to them. But obviously, they will always find other creative means to get that money into their organizations. And in this instance, we know that the ANC has got that relationship with Iran, which is causing chaos in the Middle East region. And the reason why the US or South Africa has been put into the gray list, it is because of the financial misconduct that have been happening, and they are not doing anything to make sure that their financial processes in the country do not really support the terrorists who are here in the country. So it's easy for terrorists to fundraise their money to fund their terrorist activities in SADC and in other regions in the in the continent as well as in the Middle East. We also know that South Africa have been playing a double agent in the conflict in Yemen, and that has been well documented in that they have been funding both those who are oppressed in Yemen and those who are oppressing other people before 2021, before they pulled out. And this is another mistake they are doing to befriend Iran without really understanding the historical context of the conflict between Palestine and Israel, because what they should be doing, they should be doing what Qatar and other countries, smaller countries, are doing to reclaim their position in the international political stage. But they are not doing that. Instead, they are in cahoots with these troublemakers.
That is where we leave it. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction to it. Carol Z says a bleak report on the ANC, but also true. 8:32, I'm Howard Feldman. That was Kenneth Mokgale giving us some perspective about South Africa's relationship and attraction to countries like Iran, Cuba, Russia, and China.